and women win. George Mason loses. NFL playoffs, New Orleans and Jacksonville advance with victories. WMAL Newstime 504 up next. Traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings in the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use the CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
Don't replace the carpets. Get a zero-res clean and save. Book at zeroresdc.com.
5:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Interstate 95. We have some early delays, and this is through Stafford due to a crash. Northbound 95 as you come up to Courthouse Road. Fire and rescue crews left lane blocked. So that's our hang-up point. Nothing else, though, on 95. If you're heading north of that and through Dumfries up through to the Beltway, all checking out fine. 395 off to a good start here. Beltway 2 and across the inbound 14th Street Bridge. In from the west, also good. Now, the Beltway, no early problems. Do have a water main break on 410 East-West Highway east of New Hampshire Avenue. 270 quiet between Frederick and the Capitol Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Milder weather in the forecast today. 37 degrees. Precipitation coming in from the west could be sleet freezing rain, could cause a light glaze on road surfaces this afternoon. Winter weather advisory, 3 o'clock until 9 o'clock tonight, and a little evening light rain and then chilly overnight down to 30 degrees. Sunshine much milder tomorrow, 47. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 19 in Leesburg, 12 in Bowie, 20 degrees in Washington. Women's rights dominate the talk and the awards, the Golden Globes. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
Good morning. Happy Monday morning. Joining us today on the show at 7:05, it's Joe DeGeneva. At 8:05, film critic Christian Toto is with us. And at 8:35, it's Katrina Pearson. Right here on Mornings on the Mall, I'm Mary Walter with Vince Colonnese.
Yes, good morning to all you very stable geniuses out there. Nice to talk to you. I'd like to get into sort of one of the, basically, how the week ended and how it's beginning now, which is to say that whole fight with Steve Bannon and Donald Trump, the president of the United States. We hadn't heard from Steve Bannon last we talked because he was keeping his head low, right? I mean, he was being attacked by the president. He got attacked in that huge statement saying that not only did he lose his job in the White House, that he lost his mind. This came after that book, Fire and Fury, by Michael Wolff. The excerpts started showing up, and in them, it showed that Steve Bannon had accused the team that had assembled, to include Don Jr. and Paul Manafort and Jared Kushner, and met with that Russian lawyer, Natalia Veselnitskaya, inside of Trump Tower, was that July of 2016, having that meeting was treasonous, unpatriotic. Well, that was a bridge too far. The president attacking Steve Bannon, saying basically he's persona non grata, not a part of my success, and way overstated his role in any of it. Well, Steve Bannon now responding to all of this. In statements he gave to Axios over the weekend, and I should remind people, Axios is about as mainstream now as you can get in terms of conventional political reporting. This is not a conservative media outlet to whom he ran. This is kind of in line with, yet again, a place that Steve Bannon is speaking to that's much more mainstream in sensibility, kind of bolstering the case that he's got such quite a symbiotic relationship with Alice like this. Here's what he had to say to Axios. I'm going to read the comments in full, hopefully, for you, starting here. Donald Trump Jr. is both a patriot and a good man. He's been relentless in his advocacy for his father and the agenda that has helped turn our country around. My support is also unwavering for the president and his agenda, as I have shown daily in my national radio broadcasts, on the pages of Breitbart News, and in speeches and appearances from Tokyo and Hong Kong to Arizona and Alabama. President Trump was the only candidate that could have taken on and defeated the Clinton apparatus. I am the only person today to conduct a global effort to preach the message of Trump and Trumpism and remain ready to stand in the breach for this president's efforts to make America great again. My comments about the meeting with Russian nationals came from my life experiences as a naval officer stationed aboard a destroyer whose main mission was to hunt Soviet submarines, to my time at the Pentagon during the Reagan years when our focus was the defeat of the evil empire, and to making films about Reagan's war against the Soviets and Hillary Clinton's involvement in selling uranium to them. My comments were aimed at Paul Manafort, a seasoned campaign professional with experience and knowledge of how the Russians operate. He should have known they are duplicitous, cunning, and not our friends. To reiterate, those comments were not aimed at Don Jr. Everything I have to say about the ridiculous nature of the Russian collusion investigation, I said on my 60 Minutes interview. There was no collusion, and the investigation is a witch hunt. I regret that my delay in responding to the inaccurate reporting regarding Don Jr. has diverted attention from the president's historical accomplishments in the first year of his presidency. The big thing I'm looking at for here is the fact that he says, to reiterate, those comments were not aimed at Don Jr. He instead says they were aimed at Paul Manafort, who should have known better about the Russians. That's his view. Now, here's the thing that drives me a little crazy. How is that an apology to Don Jr.? To say that only Paul Manafort was the smart one in the room. The only Paul Manafort had the faculties to be able to decide, wow, this is a bad meeting to take. Don Jr., he was just ignorant. What would he know? No big deal. He's an innocent child. Don't worry about Don. I wasn't going after Don Jr. Don't worry about that. That drives me nuts. Because that's disingenuous. Don Jr. is an adult man who manages massive business properties. This is crazy to me. But what do you think? Is this an apology? Was this an apology for you? Does this satisfy you after all we heard last week, to include the president coming down so hard on Sloppy Steve? What did you make of this? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL.
I always thought that if you issue an apology, it should somewhere in there include the words either I apologize or I'm sorry. I didn't see those words anywhere in here. So
I regret that my delay in responding is what he said.
Yeah, that's not an apology. I've apologized for a lot of things because I'm not a perfect person and I screw up a lot. So I know I'm really sorry. I apologize. I didn't mean. But he sat here and just basically said that, well, this is why, you know, I'm really sorry that the reporter got it wrong. That's what he basically
also
said.
It's
here.
Misdirection, too, because remember, the other quote he says is they're going to crack Don Jr. like an egg on national TV. You can't confuse that. That wasn't about Paul Manafort. That was about Don Jr.
On the other hand, it's actually brilliant because using the Democrats' rules for indictment and treason and so on and so on, if you didn't mean to, then it's okay and it doesn't count. And what he's saying here is Don Jr. didn't know any better, so he didn't mean to. So you know what? He shouldn't be prosecuted because, hey, it didn't count. See, it's actually brilliant.
John is in Strasbourg this morning. I really appreciate you joining us this morning. John, what do you think? Was this an apology to you?
I think it was an attempt by Mr. Bannon to get back in the good graces. And I'm sick of this guy, quite honestly. If you look at his record, he's actually a little bit of an attack from some liberal.
Go on, expound on that, meaning he wants to raise taxes on the rich. We know
he
that.
He actually tried to fight against the tax reform, saying that we needed to raise taxes on the rich.
Right.
And was against the corporate tax reform, wanted to actually raise it, I believe.
Yep. No, you're right. He did want to raise taxes on the rich. I mean, it's his view is that's the populist position. His view is so this is you're right. In some ways, this is very much drifting from conservatism and hardline for populism. So there's that. And that's John's beef with him. But again, this really comes down to, I think for me, this doesn't amount to an apology of substance. I feel like this is an attempt to save face. This is an attempt to basically say, hey, look, people who support Trump, I stand with you. Don't get it twisted. Don't take me out. But meanwhile, the president not having any of that, calling him Sloppy Steve, cutting him off entirely last week. Will it stay that way? We'll see. The president has been known to go back to old advisors, even the ones he's fired, and have communications with them, maintain relationships with them. But in Bannon's case, I just think he committed one of the cardinal sins, going after the family.
Well, again, for Bannon to say that, you know, Donald, basically Don Jr. didn't know any better. This is really about Manafort. Okay, but you're smart because you said these things. I don't know. The whole thing just rings hollow to me. And I'm still maintaining something else going on here, that there's a missing piece to this puzzle for me. I still don't buy that Bannon was just stupid. I don't buy it.
You don't buy it?
I don't. I just don't.
All right. Well, we'll keep digging into it. Give us a second here, but let's get you to work. It's 5:15. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, no surprise. Water main breaks definitely will be a problem, an ongoing issue with this weather. On 410 east of New Hampshire Avenue, crews with the water main break there. Eastbound side lanes are closed. We're trying to get one westbound lane to get you by. 34th and Porter Street, also dealing with icy road conditions and the water main break in that stretch. On Interstate 95, it's a crash, which is causing delays in Stafford area, so don't be caught off guard here. Coming northbound 95, say north out of Falmouth, northbound right near Courthouse Road, still the left lane blocked. Beyond that, as you come through a quiet triangle, wide open up through to the Beltway. So that's some positive news. The 95, 395 stretch in that corridor, good up to the 14th Street Bridge. 66, no early troubles. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
There's a winter weather advisory today in effect from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. Cloudy skies with periods of light rain this afternoon and some sleet or freezing rain possible then. A high of 37 degrees. Tonight, becoming partly cloudy after some evening light rain, low around 30. And then tomorrow, it'll be sunny with a high of 47. How about that number? 5:16 here on WMAL. It's 20 degrees.
You've put it off long enough. Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. So call someone you can trust. Call Joe Hadid. And right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
All right, so Steve Bannon at war with the White House, thanks in no small part to the fact that he spoke to Michael Wolff, who otherwise the White House is saying the rest of this book is discredited. They're arguing that the facts are wrong, they're questioning the mental stability of the president, completely out of line, nobody's doing it, that events that actually took place within the book, the guys who were there are saying that's not at all the way it went down. We're seeing that time and time and time again. But in the Steve Bannon portion of the book, just the sheer number of times Michael Wolff actually visited him at the White House and had conversations bolsters the notion that these are factual quotes from Bannon. Bannon not disputing any of the quotes, as far as we can see in the comments, only in his apology, his so-called apology, his walk back, or as I heard it called this morning, backtrack Bannon, Sloppy Steve, backtrack Bannon, but this is nominally true. The notion that he said that the meeting that was held that included Don Jr. was treasonous. He attacked Ivanka Trump throughout the book. There's all of this. And I'm asking whether or not you think this morning that the comments that I was just reading amounted to an apology, wherein he apologizes. He says he regrets that he delayed responding because it made it look like he was going after Don Jr. Doesn't exactly sound like an apology to me. Let's go to Dan in Harper's Ferry this morning. Good morning, Dan. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Hey, good morning, Vince Murray. I just wanted to say that this guy, he's a snake. His comments in the book, that shows his true colors coming out. And him just supposedly giving this alleged apology, that's supposed to be an apology, that's just him backtracking because he got pressure over what he spoke and what he believed in. And he got pressure over it. Now he's just trying to backtrack to get, for whatever reason, I don't know. But
well, he's trying to survive, it sure sounds like. This is a survival instinct. What do you do at this point? Well, you try and convince people that you're still pro-Trump, that you weren't going after Don Jr., that Don Jr. is too naive to be guilty. I don't know how you can make that case. I don't know how you can make the case that only Paul Manafort is the guilty party of treason here, yet Don Jr. is innocent I don't think that stands up to scrutiny.
And he's trying to play like he's this ultra-conservative person type or whatever, but he's not a conservative. He's, in fact, worked opposite of conservative values many times.
And let's even go, thank you so much, let's even go to the fact that the meeting in Trump Tower, what part of that was treasonous, let alone who was guilty of treason? He's assuming that that was treasonous. I don't understand to this day how those guys meeting in Trump Tower with a lawyer who had nothing on Hillary Clinton, who was just a ruse to talk about the Magnitsky Act, is somehow treasonous. But the Clintons and the DNC paying a foreign operative to collect dirt on Donald Trump, leaking it to the press, and we think, we're not 100% sure, the administration using that to get a FISA warrant to spy on citizens is somehow okay. It's just the world turned upside down. So I don't understand how Steve Bannon can even say that any of that was treasonous.
Meanwhile, Steve Bannon in the book also saying that Trump's presidency might end with impeachment. And saying there's a third of a chance that the Mueller investigation will lead to the impeachment, a third of a chance that Trump will resign, perhaps in the wake of a threat by the cabinet to act on the 25th Amendment, and a third of a chance that he'll limp to the end of his term. He doesn't believe Trump will last 8 years. Quote, he's not going to make it. He's lost his stuff. It's all Steve Bannon. This is the guy who loves Trump. This is the guy who's like, yeah, I'm in his corner. it's not standing up. Let's go to John, Super Bowl John, who's in Alexandria this morning. Good morning, Super Bowl John. Do you think this was an apology from Steve Bannon?
As the great Mary would say, happy Monday to everybody. I'm so sick of so-called celebrities or athletes or anybody apologizing after they get caught doing something or doing something stupid. They think American people must be the stupidest people in the world. You know, anybody does something really bad, even like a Harvey Weinstein, then it's always like, after you, oh, I'm really sorry. Wouldn't you just love to have somebody come out and apologize before they get busted doing something? Come out and say, hey, Bannon, wouldn't that be great if you...
Well, the trick here is, okay, so he said some stupid things in the book, and if he wants to apologize for them, fine. The big thing last week was that he didn't come out in the midst of all of the firestorm. He didn't, the guy who's known to, who likes being known as a honey badger, the guy who likes being known as a fighter... The moment the fight was brought to him, he backed down and hid.
Yep.
He didn't show up until this weekend.
Yeah. Wouldn't it have been great if he'd come out and said, hey, a book's coming out. I said some stupid things. I regret it. You know, he would just feel as a person, wow, this is great. This guy's apologizing before he gets busted for something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just heard, sorry, guys, real quick. Fairfax County schools are closed again today. I just got the email. This is incredible. This area just stinks, but sorry. Go ahead.
John, thank you very much. Really appreciate everything this morning. We'll chat with you more in a moment. 522 on WML.
Owe the IRS $10,000 or more in business or personal back taxes? Call the Tax Doctor now. Settle your tax debt for less. Guaranteed less or pay nothing. 800-542-9112. 800-542-9112.
Larry O'Connor here. You know, with the end of summer comes a new school year, colder weather, and before you know it, the dreaded open enrollment season. And with the state of healthcare reform today, with all of its uncertainties, how are you expected to make informed decisions for you and for your family? Take back control of your healthcare, like I did, by calling Dr. Jones with the Concierge Medical Team at Principal Medical Group. Since becoming a patient of Principal Medical Group, there's no confusion about who, where, and when to call when I need a doctor, because Dr. Jones and his team put my time and my care first. From convenient appointments, 24/7 direct access to Dr. Jones, and the quality care that we should all expect, I feel the difference as a patient at Principal Medical Group, and you will too. To schedule your free consultation with Dr. Jones at his McLean office, call 703-663-8824 or go online to principalmedicalgroup.com. The landscape of healthcare is changing, but the principles of good care shouldn't. That's principalmedicalgroup.com.
Have you heard Retirement Key Radio with Abe and Shelley Abish?
The clients we work with are typically in between 50 to 70, with just a few years away until full retirement, maybe already retired, or sometimes even months away. God forbid, if a crash or serious correction happens, we don't let a lifetime's worth of savings be wiped out.
Abe tries to ensure that you're protecting what it is that you do have.
Join them Saturday afternoon at 4 here on WMAL and visit RetirementKeyRadio.com.
Different people need to get around differently.
That's why we created Free2Ride, for people just like you, or the ones you love and care for. Whether you need a ride to the doctor or pharmacy, need to get to school or the office, or just like to pick up some coffee and enjoy a day out and about, Reach-A-Ride has the transportation information that'll get you there. You can reach a ride at reachyouride.org. Easily find transportation choices for D.C., Maryland, and Northern Virginia. Have specific needs or need a little extra help? No worries. Reach a Ride can tell you about options in public transportation, curb-to-curb service, private or wheelchair-accessible taxi, and more. Get where you want to with Reach a Ride. Relax and ride with a click or call. Visit reachyouride.org or call 1-855-REACH-A-RIDE or 1-855-732-2427 from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Estamos en español también. reachyouride.org.
525, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And good morning. All right, Virginia, Interstate 95, the crash in Safford northbound has come up toward the courthouse road along the left side. And that's what's causing those early delays. So if you're sitting in that stretch wondering how long, that's the focal point of those backups. Once you hit the crash area, then you're wide open through Triangle and up through to the Beltway with no delay. 395, good ride to and across the 14th Street Bridge. Now for 270, a little bit of volume starting to form at this time in the morning. And I see that as you pass the Monocacy, heading down toward Urbana briefly at 109. Water main break in Northwest at 34th and Porter Street. We have also water main break, the number of around the region, on 410 east of New Hampshire Avenue. Crews working with that break right now. And of course, anytime you see anything that looks wet right now, assume that it's icy. Be careful. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
New week and a new set of problems. Should be huge problems, but still with a winter weather advisory in effect this afternoon from 3 p.m. until 9 p.m. this evening. Could get some slick travel around with some sleet or freezing rain starting to develop west to east in the second part of the day. 37 for the high. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 20 degrees. Talking a little bit about Steve Bannon and this non-apology. Let's go to Jonathan in D.C. this morning. Jonathan, what do you make of Bannon's walk back over the weekend?
Well, the main thing I wanted to say was this book, you know, Fire and Fury by Wolf, he never got past the prelude of the book and the prelogue, and already he's discrediting himself, saying that the people that he used for this book,
right.
He didn't know if they were telling him the truth or not, and he didn't, you know, of course, he didn't check it out.
Yeah.
Never mind. My thing is, if Mr. Bannon wants to commit political suicide, don't resuscitate him. Let him die.
Let him die. Thank you, Jonathan. Really appreciate your comments this morning. And real quickly, I want to get to one other thing here. You heard Super Bowl John mention it. Some school closures for you this morning. Fairfax County Public Schools closed today. Fredericksburg City Public Schools, two-hour delay. Loudoun County Public Schools closed today. Spotsylvania County Public Schools closed today. Stafford County Public Schools, two-hour delay today. Fairfax Christian School closed today. Charles County Public Schools, just so you know, you got C. Paul Barnhart Elementary School is closed. Only that school closed for water repairs. Meanwhile, in Prince George's County, Marlton Elementary School is closed because they don't have heat, so they're closed today. And Queen Anne's County Public Schools are closed. Monday have a 90-minute delay and no AM pre-K today. And then Jefferson County Public Schools in West Virginia closed today. Keep tracking it for you. I know the news will as well. 528 on WMAL.
If you want more from a home improvement company, call Roofing and More. This is Chris Plant. For more than two decades, Roofing and More has been Northern Virginia's choice for quality roofing, siding, windows, and doors. For fair and honest pricing and a commitment to deliver an experience you can recommend to your neighbor, call Roofing and More at 703-467-0206 for your no-obligation estimate. Visit their website at roofingandmoreinc.com. When you expect more, you get more. Roofing and More.
I find unspeakable peace when I come to these grounds.
Catholic cemeteries are sacred ground.
There are times that we come here and we just want peace, we want quiet.
If you need help facing a death in the family, talk to your parish priest.
We just want to feel the closeness of the Lord.
Secure the place where your family will come in prayer. Call 301-871-1300 or visit ccaw.org. www.thisisfreedom.org.
And it's just the serenity, the closeness to our Creator.
A message from the Catholic cemeteries of the Archdiocese of Washington, including All Souls Cemetery and Gate of Heaven Cemetery in Montgomery County, Maryland, Resurrection Cemetery in Prince George's County, Maryland, Mount Olivet Cemetery in the District of Columbia, and St. Mary's Queen of Peace Cemetery in Southern Maryland.
One of the difficulties in attempting to time the market is knowing when to sell. While exiting the market after it hits a record high may seem like a good strategy, who knows how many new record highs we might see in the next 12 months. Hi, this is Greg Smith from the Wise Investor Group. Don't let the whims of the stock market dictate your financial strategy. By working with your financial advisor, you can build a financial plan around what's really important, your specific financial goals.
Greg Smith and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
All right, the president and Congress trying to reach a deal on keeping the government open, but if they're going to do it, it's going to involve immigration. I'll tell you about the latest. 5:30, WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. We are under a winter weather advisory from 3 o'clock this afternoon until 9 o'clock tonight. National Weather Service meteorologist Brandon Fling.
We're looking mid to late afternoon. We could start seeing some light winter mix move into the area. And we could, you know, with the very cold ground and surface temperatures that we're going to have in place, we're expecting a glaze of ice to accumulate on those areas. So that's going to create some slippery conditions across the area.
And he says that could make the drive home hazardous. Stay with WMAL for the latest weather and road information this afternoon. From the WMAL Storm Center, it's another day off for kids in Fairfax County Schools. Fairfax County, Loudoun County, and Spotsylvania County Public Schools are all closed again today. Fredericksburg City Schools and Stafford County Public Schools are on a two-hour delay. Four Northern Virginia voters are appealing a federal judge's decision refusing to order a new election for a House of Delegates race that might have forced a 50-50 split in the House. Those voters sued for a new election after 147 voters were handed the wrong ballots on Election Day. Republican Bob Thomas beat Democrat Joshua Cole in that race by 73 votes. President Trump tweeted over the weekend that he is a very stable genius in the face of Michael Wolff's book Fire and Fury. That book's implications played out on the Sunday talk shows.
Campaign and now top White House aide Stephen Miller was on CNN's State of the Union.
The portrayal of the president in the book is so contrary to reality, to the experience of those who work with him.
Fire and Fury author Michael Wolff was on NBC's Meet the Press. He portrays aides who worry Mr. Trump is not mentally fit for the job.
This is, I think, not an exaggeration. It's not unreasonable to say this is 25th Amendment kind of stuff.
Bob Costantini, Washington.
Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 25,296. The Nasdaq at 71,37. Sports sponsored by George Washington University Hospital. The Caps beat the Blues in overtime. College basketball victories for the Maryland men and women. George Mason loses. NFL wildcard games. The Saints beat the Panthers. The Jaguars beat the Bills. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall WMAL.
The George Washington University Hospital and the GW Cancer Center, developing new methods for cancer treatment and care. To find a doctor, call 1-888-4-GW-DOCS or visit gwhospital.com.
If you've been talking about remodeling your kitchen, well, now is the best time to get started while the memory of the holidays is fresh in your mind. This is Elaine Mick, owner of Cabinet Discounters, suggesting you make a list of what worked and didn't work in your old kitchen during the holidays. Think about the countertops. Was there enough space for all the food? Were you bumping into each other while you worked? Did you have enough storage and is it in the right place? Then bring your list to one of Cabinet Discounters' 7 showrooms in Maryland, Virginia for a free consultation with an experienced designer who can help you find the right solutions. Get some great ideas at CabinetDiscounters.com in the photo gallery of kitchens we've actually remodeled. Then download the free planning guide. And at CabinetDiscounters.com, you'll find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers so you can call for a free consultation. That's CabinetDiscounters.com.
Check out this month's special offers and find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
You have
no desire to do anything, to get up, to move.
Dr. Will Sauvay at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
Depression is one of the few kinds of illnesses that takes over your identity. So people wake up every morning, you look in the mirror, and you see that depressed version of you. You do that enough times, and that becomes you.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression with TMS therapy at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. I look forward to talking to patients who have completed their treatment, because so many of them are in remission. So many of them are so happy that you really do get to see people walking out of here feeling completely well.
I don't know where I would be or what I would have done without TMS.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center, has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Accepting most insurances, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. I'm here with my friend and coworker, JJ, who, like me, has lost weight and gotten healthier with EMP 180. All right, JJ, how were the holidays?
Well, the holidays are the holidays, and I can't believe I'm going to tell you this. Over the holidays, I actually lost 7 pounds.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
No one loses weight over the holidays, JJ. All right, so how many pounds overall, though?
About 40 since just before Halloween.
That's fantastic. It's amazing, too, how your body just responds to the program.
I had no idea it would be so easy. I just follow the plan, and the pounds come off.
Yeah, no sweating it off at the gym, right?
No, I walk a little every now and then, but honestly, it's the program. It's the way it harnesses that natural engine. You burn off the fat, you get more energy. At 45 years old, I honestly feel like a new man.
Skip the gym, start the new year off right. Visit EMP180weightloss.com in Tyson's Corner. And now for Marylanders, visit their Rockville office on the web at EMP180weightloss.com or call 855-888-0180. 855-888-0180. Schedule your consultation today.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Interstate 95. A little bit change for the better. I know you're sitting in some unusual backups that you're not used to this time of the morning, pushing toward Courthouse Road, but the crash now gone. Lanes are open. So northbound 95 as you head up toward Courthouse Road, pace getting better the closer to where the accident had been. Now, beyond that, even though traffic filtering by, we're at speed now through Aquia, heading up toward the Dumfries area. Brief tap on the brakes here in Woodbridge and then good to the Beltway. Leaving the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, have a slight delay here on the Beltway Interloop as you pass Telegraph Road. Crews were looking in that area to see if there was some sort of incident. So just be aware because you're up at speed as you cross the Wilson Bridge. And like I said, again, you'll have a little bit of a delay right near Telegraph Road. Let's continue that beltway out of Springfield through Annandale Tyson's. Fantastic. Good time to get going through that area. Top side of the Maryland Beltway still at speed. 270 volume through Urbana. Again, down past 109. Oh, better news in the Tacoma Park area on 410 east to New Hampshire Avenue. Traffic now gets by the water main break. There's still a cruise at the scene, but you can now use that stretch of 410. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds thickening this morning. Milder weather in. 37 this afternoon. Freezing rain, some sleet around. Maybe some light rain mixed in there. And a winter weather advisory for this wintry mess expected. 3 o'clock this afternoon until 9 this evening. Might have some evening light rain, then overnight a little chillier, 30 degrees. Sunny tomorrow. How about this? 47. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 15 in Haymarket, 20 in Silver Spring, 20 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
Good morning, 5:37 here on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:05 this morning, Joe DeGeneva is joining us. Can't wait to talk to Joe, as usual. 8:05, Christian Toto, excellent film critic. He's consumed the Golden Globes for us. He'll be spitting it out. And then at 8:35 this morning, Katrina Pearson, former spokesman for the President of the United States while he was on the campaign. I'll be chatting with her. That's all ahead on Mornings in the Mall. I'm Vince Colonnais with Mary Walter.
Hey, happy Monday, everybody. Yeah, another week. All right, let's talk about DACA. And we know that the Democrats want DACA. The Democrats want some kind of protection for the children who were brought here illegally, or as they like to say, through no fault of their own. And we know the Democrats want that, but apparently the president wants it as well. This is what he had to say about it this weekend.
We all want DACA to happen, but we also want great security for our country.
So I don't know if we all want DACA to happen. I'm not quite sure. There's a lot of people who want DACA to happen. Not all of us want DACA to happen. I think there's a lot of people who say, wouldn't it be nice if they had to get in line like everyone else? Wouldn't that be wonderful? All right, so here's the deal. So President Trump has kicked this back to Congress. And as we know, that's where laws are supposed to be made. So the president said, I'm going to take this and I'm going to give this back to Congress, because President Obama really had no right to just make this law up on his own. So the president's doing the right thing, you know, because he's crazy. And he's sending it back to Congress and said, here you go. Give you until March.
The funny thing is he didn't even have to do that. Think about it. Obama invented this. He just invented this through executive order. Now the president is saying, actually, okay, we'll keep this one random thing that Obama invented. We'll just do it by law. Have Congress pass it.
Yeah, and in all honesty, I would love to see the president just ignore it. Just ignore it. And just let their work permits just expire. And then let this problem come up in the country because their work permits are expiring. And then let somebody else, let Congress figure out what they want to do. If they want to make this into a law, if they want to address it. If they do nothing, these work permits just slowly expire. And, oh, wait, they're illegal like everyone else. Mm-hmm. But. So what the president did, obviously, as we know now, kicked it back to March. I'll give you a deadline to March to figure out what you want to do here. All right. So now we're hearing we're going to tie DACA and we're going to put this together with spending. We're going to put all of this together with money, which I don't like. I would prefer to see, here's the budget, here's immigration. I would prefer to see these as two separate bills, but the Democrats want to put these together and they're like, we're not going to give you any kind of budget. We're not going to vote on that. We're going to deny if there is not DACA amnesty included in it. We're going to tie them together.
So if you don't protect illegal immigrants, we're going to shut the government down.
Exactly. And what I find very interesting about that is I don't know how many Americans say, you know, that is worth shutting the government down for. I don't think people like a government shutdown. Personally, I'm somewhat of a fan of it because that means that they're not making laws to impede my life. So I see an upside to a government shutdown. But I don't think that that's something that sells really well with the American people on a whole. How many Americans, both Democrat, Republican, and in between, say, yeah, let's inconvenience me so that you can get protection for people who are here illegally, who aren't even citizens. You're going to inconvenience citizens for people who are here illegally. I'm not quite sure how that's a big sell for Democrats, which, by the way, the guy who's in the office right now, who's supposedly, you know, a moron and unstable, and put the Democrats in this position, which, sorry, genius.
By the way, we've already seen them go to this. I mean, they've had this fight a couple times now. This can has been kicked several times in the last few months. And every time, Democrats have backed away from their demands for DACA in order to keep the government open, right? So, actually, I don't think they've got the stomach for this. Come the 19th, I don't think the Democratic Party is going to have the stomach to shut the government down. I might be wrong, but they've had their chance at Christmas. They had their chance before that, and they've always taken a pass at it at this point.
And here's the problem that the Democrats have as well, not just the problem that the president created for them, but the problem within their own party. The far left wing of their party is very upset that they signed on to the temporary spending fix in order to keep the government open. They're very upset about that, and they call them deportation Democrats. There's mm-hmm. even a website for deportation Democrats, for Democrats who voted for the spending bill to keep the government open without any kind of DACA fix attached to it.
Nothing is good enough for the immigration activists here, though, Mary. I mean, like,
that's true.
Remember, Obama was called the deporter in chief, as if he was like some great immigration hawk. He wasn't. He was just counting deportations on the border differently than past presidents. He was, catch and release was considered like a full scale deportation. So, but again, it's, and Nancy Pelosi, remember, towards the end of last year, she gets cornered by a bunch of dreamers, of people who want amnesty, and demand, saying, this is our country, to her, and yelling at her that they haven't passed a DREAM Act in the Democratic Party. So now Democrats, I think they feel threatened by this. I think they feel threatened by the base that they created, and they don't know what to do, and they're floundering. Meanwhile, the president has all these other demands that he wants. He's like, okay. You want to include DACA? Look, I told you we can make DACA a law. Here's what I want. I want a wall. I want to end chain migration. I want to end the diversity visa lottery, and I want border security. You give me those things, then we can talk about DACA.
Right, and you have 10 Democratic senators up for re-election in November in states that voted for President Trump. So I would think there are a lot of people in those states, because what did President Trump run on? One of his big angles for running, one of his big planks in the platform was enforcement of immigration laws in this country. Who's going to, you know, we're going to build that wall,
yeah,
and who's going to build
big, beautiful
Mexico,
door.
Right? So you got Heidi Heitkamp, Tester in Montana, Claire McCaskill. You've got a whole bunch of them who are running, and a lot of people are probably not going to be super happy. So those 10 Democrats who are up for re-election have a very, very, like a string that they have to walk on to try to figure this out.
I'm still waiting for the case. Why is the wall bad? No one's told me yet.
Well, 544 on WMAL.
Cold weather means bursted pipes. For emergency repair and quick water damage remediation, call 1-800-WET-CARPET. Angie's List Super Service Award winner, ready to help you now. Call 1-800-WET-CARPET. That's 1-800-WET-CARPET.
We're talking with Debbie Garcia, CEO of Your Home Now Mortgage. So, Debbie, is now a good time for new home mortgages, maybe a refi?
Yes, absolutely. The time is now. Rates are still at a record low, and there are new programs that can help you lower your rates and your monthly payments. There's also a range of programs that we offer where you can have cash out on your equity and get cash out for debt consolidation and possibly even some home repairs.
Why Your Home Now Mortgage?
We are a reputable lender. Our experts have been in the mortgage industry for over 40 years, and we just have a really strong knowledge base of the market. When you call Your Home Now, we answer the call. We treat you like family.
If someone is in the process of looking for a new home, probably needs financing, what's the first thing they should do?
The first step is to get pre-qualified, and we do that at no charge, and we'll walk you hand in hand through the entire process.
Your Home Now Mortgage. Go to yhnmortgage.com or call 833-888-1NOW. That's yhnmortgage.com or call 833-888-1669.
NMLS number 862539, equal housing lender.
Win the day with a Dunkin' deal. Get two egg and cheese wake up wrap sandwiches for $2. Made with tasty egg and melted cheese. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary, plus applicable taxes, limited time offer.
All right, 545 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, not off to a bad start around the area. In fact, the Beltway heading topside through College Park, Silver Spring, still pretty much up at speed. Do have a little bit of volume on the Virginia Beltway once you cross the Woodrow Wilson Bridge coming out of Alexandria, Interloop past Telegraph Road. We had some activity there. North on 95, recovering looks so much better. If you heard me talk about the crash, northbound near Courthouse Road, it's gone, as are the delays. Heaviest stretch right now, 95, is just that volume forming. Normal area through Dale City, heading toward the Occoquan, so be prepared in that area. On northbound 28, Virginia, an incident was reported near 66, so do watch in that vicinity. Crews responding. 66 through Manassas, Centerville, volume 27. Volume forming through Urbana again in Hyattstown. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures up some 10 to 15 degrees this morning from 24 hours ago, and milder weather in the forecast today, 37 degrees, but a bit of a fly in the ointment. Precipitation coming in from the west could be sleet-freezing rain, could cause a light glaze on road surfaces this afternoon. Winter weather advisory, 3 o'clock until 9 o'clock tonight. And a little evening light rain, and then chilly overnight down to 30 degrees. Sunshine much milder tomorrow, 47. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 20 degrees, 547 on WMAL.
Then they say, this Donald Trump, an intellectual. Trust me, I'm like a smart person.
You know, I'm like a smart person.
I'm like a smart person.
I'm like a smart person.
I'm like a really smart person.
I happen to be smart. I'm like a smart person. I think, you know, in class, I was a smart person.
I went to the best school. I was a good student and all of this stuff. I mean, I'm a smart person.
I'm really smart. Really, really, really smart.
That is a montage.
I think he's got good self-esteem.
Put together by Casey Hunt, political correspondent for NBC and MSNBC. Because now we had Russia. Russia didn't wear... First, Trump was a racist. Then it was Russian collusion. And we've gone from one hair on fire moment to another with the left. So now they are going after President Trump and his mental ability to be able to handle the office. You have a lot of people calling up for the 25th Amendment activation, which, you know, is a little crazy.
It's time to activate the 25th Amendment.
You have Yale University psychiatry professor Bandy Lee, Dr. Bandy X. Lee. She was apparently, according to Politico, on
Bandy.
Capitol. Bandy.
No wonder you got into the shrink business.
She was on Capitol Hill last month for 2 days of briefings about President Trump's recent behavior. According to Politico, she had private meetings with more than a dozen members of Congress. It was held December 5th and 6th. She briefed lawmakers, all Democrats, except for one Republican senator. She declined to identify who that was. And her professional warning to Capitol Hill, quote, he's going to unravel. We are seeing the signs. Because, you know, they can't get him on anything else. So, well, he must be crazy because we disagree with him. That's what we're going to go with. In an interview, she pointed to Trump, quote, going back to conspiracy theories, denying things he has admitted before, he is being drawn to violent videos. We feel that the rush of tweeting is an indication of his falling apart under stress. Trump is going to get worse and will become uncontainable with the pressures of the presidency.
Uh-huh.
So, yes, so we're going to invoke the 25th Amendment.
There you go. I love that. Analyzing the president. He's not your patient.
Yes. Yes.
Just like, saying whatever you feel like.
Now,
just make it up.
You've also got Bernie Sanders out there. He is talking. He was on This Week with George Stephanopoulos. He says, what bothers me about this president is not so much what he says, although he's so offensive. I mean, just a few weeks ago, he attacked a United States senator with sexual innuendo. He talks about prison
no,
for his
didn't.
Former opponent in a presidential election. This is not what
yes,
presidents of the United States do. So they've been going after him because there are also quotes in this book by Stephen Wolf that he acts like a child. He, you know, has the, you know, the mental ability of a 6-year-old and on and on.
Yeah.
So the president started to tweet out.
Of course.
You know, he took, as you like to say, took to the Twitter.
Because
I know
I hate
you
saying,
love that
yeah.
saying. He tweeted out, President Trump, now that Russian collusion after 1 year of intense study has proven to be a total hoax on the American public, the Democrats and their lapdogs, the fake news media, mainstream media, are taking out the old Ronald Reagan playbook and screaming mental stability and intelligence. Actually, throughout my life, my two greatest assets have been mental stability and being, like, really smart. You heard that in Casey Hunt's piece there. Crooked Hillary Clinton also played these cards very hard and, as everyone knows, went down in flames. I went from very successful businessman to top TV star to president of the United States on my first try. I think that would qualify as not smart, but genius, and a very stable genius at that.
It's like saying, I'm not drunk.
I'm really, really not drunk.
Yeah, okay, buddy, relax. You know what, though? I will say this. I think the American people could have elected Carrot Top president of the United States, and there'd be plenty of people happy that institutional Washington is losing its mind about that.
That's very true. We'll talk to Joe DiGenova about the whole 25th Amendment thing, and also Katrina Pearson, who happens to know President Trump. She'll be joining us at 8:35. It is now 5:51. Here's El Rushbaugh.
Last Thursday, a caller asked if I believe the polls that show 80% of Americans are in favor of fixing DACA. That's the Obama program giving amnesty to the children of illegal aliens. Now, my short answer is, why would you believe anything in the drive-by media, especially right now? Let me give you an illustration. Election night 2016, when it became clear that Trump was going to win, the Dow Jones futures market reacted by dropping 750 points. New York Times opinion writer and economist Paul Krugman predicted something. It really does now look like President Trump and markets are plunging. If the question is when markets will recover, a first-pass answer is never. But he wasn't through. Krugman went further. We are very probably looking at a global recession with no end in sight. I suppose we could get lucky somehow, but on economics, as on everything else, a terrible thing has just happened. Last Thursday, after the caller asked me if I believe drive-by media polls, the Dow Jones topped 25,000 for the first time ever. The New York Times headline, after Dow 25,000, the party has to end. So, no, I don't believe the drive-bys. I don't believe their polls. I never have, and I really don't want to ever again. Just ignore them, folks. You'll be happier.
general all-round good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Did you know that over 90% of male enhancement pills are virtually the same thing that's repackaged, redone over and over again? Why settle for the same old product when you can get something completely different? Something that takes male enhancement into the 21st century. Something that really works. Men, you need to try Noxetril, the explosive, all-natural male enhancement formula that will unlock your performance in the bedroom to a level you could only dream of. Try to imagine Viagra on steroids. Noxetril is so powerful, that's why it took years for it to finally become available to the public without a prescription. So call now and take advantage of our special Noxetril free bottle offer today. Oh yeah, we recommend that you use the Noxetril dose as directed. Think of your partner. We certainly don't want you to overperform in the bedroom.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-605-1673. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-605-1673. That's 800-605-1673.
Everybody has dreams. A fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with travel photos, ticket stubs, and little moments of glory. Keepsake memories of a life well lived. With an affordable quality education from an accredited state university, you can turn these dreams into reality. University of Maryland University College offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more. By providing career-relevant skills taught by respected faculty practicing in the field, UMUC builds the confidence you need to set your career in motion. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the DC metro area.
This New Year's, make a resolution that's worth keeping. Earning a degree from UMUC can help put you on the path to success. Classes start January 29th. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
5:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, good morning. We're with you as you head around the Capitol Beltway. Top side through Silver Spring out of College Park. Still really nice ride. 270. Here we come. A little bit of volume through Bannon and Hyattstown as expected. A couple of water main breaks around the region to watch for. And, of course, anytime you see anything that looks wet, assume it's icy. On East-West Highway 410 east of New Hampshire Avenue, crews are still on the scene, but traffic can get by. In Northwest Porter Street between Reno Road and 35th Street, they have that closed with the water main break. Centerville, it's a crash northbound on 28 right as you come up to I-66 in the right lane. And an incident Virginia Beltway Alexandria interloop right near Telegraph Road keeps us a little bit below speed there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Some wintry precipitation coming in. Precipitation type may be the nasty type. Some sleet freezing rain possible as we get into this afternoon. 37 degrees. Winter weather advisory kicks in at 3 until 9 o'clock this evening. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 20 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Timeshare Exit Team.
Time changes everything. If your timeshare no longer fits your lifestyle, call Timeshare Exit Team at 844-981-EXIT. That's 844-981-EXIT. Or visit timeshareexitteam.com.
Locally owned Novec keeps the power delivery system in tip-top shape throughout the year. That ensures Novec customers enjoy dependable power. Novec holds the record for the most reliable electric service in the region and has for almost two decades. Novec also uses proven technology and round-the-clock response to maintain one of the highest utility customer satisfaction ratings in the nation. Novec, keeping you connected.
This is Mary Walter, and when my old dentist informed me that he was retiring, Larry O'Connor told me that I had to meet Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. After visiting their office, I cannot say enough wonderful things about them. Like many other people, I'm not a fan of visiting the dentist, but getting to know the dream team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, I felt comfortable enough to tell them about what makes me nervous. And they reassured me it was perfectly normal. And that's who they are, compassionate, caring dentists who get it. There's no rush when you get in the chair, and you are in total control. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry wants you to get into a routine of keeping your teeth healthy. Have a smile you can be proud of without delaying your dental visits until you're in pain. To learn more about sedation dentistry, or if you just need a wonderful dentist, call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry at 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Again, that's 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Larry O'Connor here with Renters Warehouse, the rent estate company. These rental pros lease and manage over 20,000 residential homes in America and hundreds right here in D.C. Are you considering the four R's of rent estate this year? That's retirement, relocation, right-sizing, or achieving real wealth. If so, Renters Warehouse can help you triple the value of your home as an investment property through cash flow appreciation, equity, and new tax reform savings. They'll find and warranty long-term quality tenants to pay your mortgage in just a few weeks on average. They'll collect the rent, handle the maintenance calls, deal with paperwork, and manage your property 24/7 for one low flat monthly fee. Renters Warehouse makes renting easy, fast, worry-free, and profitable while you sit back and collect the checks. Visit renterswarehouse.com for a free home rental price appointment today, or call a rent estate advisor to help you with the real rental math at 202-897-2822.
Find out how much your home will rent for. RentersWarehouse.com.
Win $1 million when you sign up as a new member only at Live Casino and Hotel. Sign up today for a free Live Rewards card now through March 31st to receive $25 free play, plus a chance to play the $1 million board game where you could win $1 million cash. Win the chance of a lifetime only at Live Casino and Hotel. For more information, visit MarylandLiveCasino.com. At Arundel Mills, must be 21, must be a new Live Rewards member. Please play responsibly. For help, visit MDGamblingHelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
Well, the Golden Globes were last night. We'll have a recap for you. It's going to be very hard to tell who was the best dressed, though, because they pretty much all dressed the same.
We'll give you a funeral recap. And then Stephen Miller had that interview this weekend on CNN. The battle, the recap, the audio. It's all ahead. 6 o'clock, WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Be prepared. The weather could make your drive home from work this afternoon slow and hazardous. We're under a winter weather advisory starting at 3 o'clock this afternoon until 9 o'clock tonight, says National Weather Service meteorologist Brandon Fling.
This is a light wintry event, but the timing frame for the metro areas is looking around the 3 to 5 o'clock time frame in the D.C. metro area for the onset, and it'll continue into the early evening hours before it does eventually move off and out of our area to the east.
Stay with WMAL for the latest weather and road information this afternoon. It's another day off for many school kids in Northern Virginia. From the WMAL Storm Center, these schools are closed today. Fairfax County, Fauquier County, Loudoun County, and Spotsylvania County Public Schools all closed. Fredericksburg City Schools and Stafford County Public Schools are on a two-hour delay. Get the complete list at WMAL.com. Now, this is an important change to a long-standing metro policy that you need to be aware of. Starting today,
Metro Smart Trip cards won't permit you to go negative on your balance.
Spokesman Dan Stessel.
The exit gates won't open if you just took a trip that's valued at more than what you have on your card.
You'll have to reload money onto your card at the exit fare machines, but be aware they only take cash. The court battles over Virginia's House of Delegates elections are not over yet.
Four voters in Virginia's 28th district are racing the clock to get their appeal heard to keep Republican Robert Thomas from being seated as their delegate. Thomas beat Democrat Joshua Cole by 73 votes, but voters sued when it was discovered nearly 150 voters in that race received the wrong ballots. A federal judge shot down a request for a new election late Friday, saying the errors were garden variety irregularities. A formal appeal was filed yesterday. It's unclear whether it'll be heard before the General Assembly convenes on Wednesday. John Matthews on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Steve Bannon is apologizing for some comments he made about President Trump's first year in office, comments that form a central part of the new book, Fire and Fury.
Steve Bannon putting out a statement for the first time directly in response to those quotations of his in that book, specifically taking exception to a portion where he describes a meeting between Trump campaign officials and Russian nationals officials at Trump Tower back in June of 2016 as treasonous and unpatriotic. Bannon saying that those comments were not directed toward Donald Trump Jr., who he calls a patriot, but rather toward former campaign chairman Paul Manafort.
Correspondent Boris Sanchez. Officials from North and South Korea will be meeting on the border between the two countries tomorrow to discuss the North's participation in the upcoming Winter Olympics.
But it could lead to broader talks about their nuclear program. Appearing on ABC's This Week, UN Ambassador Nikki Haley said,
"What we're trying to do is make sure we don't repeat what's happened the last 25 years, which is them start to act like they're coming to the table, them ask for a lot of money, and then them cheat their way through."
Over the weekend, President Trump said he would meet with Kim Jong-un if that became a possibility, but he said the North's leader knows he's not messing around. I'm Steve Kastenbaum.
Maryland officials are trying to raise awareness about financial scams targeting the elderly. State Controller Peter Francho and Attorney General Brian Frosch today will kick off what they're calling Protect Week. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 25,296, the NASDAQ at 71.37. Sports, the Caps get an overtime win over St. Louis. College basketball, Maryland wins. The Maryland women win again. George Mason loses. NFL, the Jaguars and Saints get wild card victories. And the Georgia Bulldogs meet the Alabama Crimson Tide tonight for college football's national championship. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather.